Proclamation number 5166 of 7th of July, 1951. God ordained intercourse with the spirit world. An immense number of spiritual beings surround the earth and stay close to people who are somehow connected to them through the same spiritual maturity, the same attitude or bonds in earthly life. They all sense that great things are preparing themselves. They know that something is about to happen to Earth and its inhabitants. Yet only highly developed spiritual beings know God's eternal plan of salvation and thus also the course of the coming time. The spiritual world is extremely busy and wants to help earthly people on God's behalf to increase their degree of maturity as much as possible before the day dawns which will end their lives. The ignorant souls in the spiritual kingdom also sense a general threat to earthly people and instinctively stay close to those they were close to. They cannot tell themselves what they are worried about, and yet they are concerned about people, especially if they were lovingly attached to them. However, there is a law according to which there is no enlightenment as long as a person is without love and faith. For as long as the human being's soul is incapable of recognizing and accepting the truth, the same also applies to the souls in the spiritual kingdom which have still imperfectly left earth. They lack all understanding for the eternal truth, and thus God's plan of salvation is also incomprehensible to them. In a manner of speaking, there is a lack of thinking. They cannot grasp what higher truths are offered to them until they have awakened love within themselves and thereby attain a certain understanding. And thus, for the time being, no enlightenment can be given to these souls in the spiritual kingdom about the reason for their restlessness and concern. But they want to make themselves known to people and try in every way to direct people's thoughts towards themselves in the belief that they can talk to them and be understood. It is a great disappointment for these souls when they are not listened to, as they believe, and yet they do not give up their efforts to make themselves understood. There is a certain kind of love around the retarded ones, and this love is credited to them by God and given them a way to express it. Wherever people come together on earth in remembrance of the deceased in order to help them, a God-willed communication from earth to the spirit world can be established. But the reason must always be love that wants to help, which will then also bring blessings on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. And now again, the degree of maturity of those people is decisive which souls are admitted into the spiritual kingdom to be able to express themselves. People are surrounded by countless souls and each one wants to express itself, yet not every soul is allowed to do so. But all are allowed to listen and they will understand what is being said. A spiritual protective wall surrounds spiritually striving people, but the spiritual guides of the still ignorant souls also make an effort to bring them into a higher degree of realization by always hearing and understanding words of love and stimulating them to think about their own state and degree of love. Hence people on earth can also influence these souls beyond death if the connection with the spirit world is established on a God-pleasing basis. To give and receive whatever is only helpful to the soul. Spiritual strivers are therefore always allowed to make contact with the world of the beyond. But people should always give account of the motive which makes them establish such a connection. For the souls in the beyond it is a relief of their concern for people, if they can draw their attention to what threatens them, for which they have a fine feeling but not the right explanation. And they will always stay close to the endangered and want to help them. And this will to help will be valued by God and rewarded with counter help. Amen.